In this final figure, a simple quantitative method for determining if two or more DCVs are close enough to comprise a cluster is outlined. Line profiles of the puncta intensities are generated, as shown in the graphs, which can then be used to quantify DCV separation and DCV width. If the separation significantly exceeds the width, the DCVs do not contact each other, whereas if the separation is approximately the same as the width, the DCVs may be in contact. Based on these criteria, the DCVs in this image were classified as not in contact, whereas the DCVs in this image were classified as in contact.